Netanyahu signaled that if they were to come to the negotiating table, women of the wall stood to gain even more ground. And that dangling carrot managed to do what more than two decades of ongoing harassment and abuse at the Kotel had not. It managed to divide the women. There were some, led by Anat, who began to see the option of Robinson's Arch in an entirely new light.
A grassroots organization fights to be at a table where policy is made. If we're invited to the prime minister's office and we want to change policy, we gotta put our butts at that seat.
She realized it would come at a cost.
So it was clear that if we negotiate, we will have to give up our place at the women's section. And the question is, under what conditions are we willing to let go of the women's section? And some of our sisters said, under no condition are we willing to leave the women's section. I feel that this is an untenable position. Not only me, most of our board felt this is untenable. We will have to compromise. We will have to play the political game if we want to make gains and change policy.
Compromising, she said, was choosing the harder path. It's much easier to remain a purist. This approach had its opponents.
So we had a vote, a very dramatic vote, and we weren't unanimous for the first time, really, in our history. We weren't unanimous.
If Anat chose pragmatism, Shulamit, her long-term comrade and friend, opted for idealism. In January 2016, the Israeli government approved the plan, which became known as Mitveh HaKotel, or the Kotel Compromise. You may remember it. It was a big deal, both in Israel and around the world. Some people were thrilled, others outraged. But for some, like Shulamit, it was more personal. It was a betrayal of everything she had fought for.
The conservative and reform movements have wanted state recognition and funding forever.
For her, the price was simply too high. Because in exchange for all those gains at Robinson's Arch, Anat and Women of the Wall had essentially given up on the Kotel itself. It would legally become an Orthodox synagogue run by Rabbi Rabinovich.
If that's its status, then he is within his rights to throw us out of there. Women's group Tfilat, the Kotel, doing everything that we do, would have been made a crime punishable by 7 years in jail and heavy fines.
Tempers ran high.
What Anat did, and Women of the Wall did, was to take our currency and trade it so that the reform and conservative movements could get what they want because they had nothing to offer the state.
Anat, of course, sees it differently.
We have a role in a choir of many voices demanding religious pluralism, gender equality, and tolerance in Israel.